With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Reynolds Price is a gift from the South whose novels and stories have led to a wide and faithful following. His latest book is a touching, sentimental memoir about his family and his childhood, Clear Pictures. Because of cancer, Reynolds Price is confined to a wheelchair.
In 1984, I discovered that I had a very large malignant tumor in my spinal cord. It had not produced recognizable symptoms.
Doctors at the hospital affiliated with Duke University, where Price teaches, were unable to remove the tumor, so he went through 5.5 weeks of withering radiation therapy. The radiation seemed to stop the tumor's growth, but it permanently damaged his spinal column.
Very shortly thereafter, I was paraplegic, which I remain, and presumably will remain until they learn how to reconnect damaged spinal tissue.
Reynolds Price went through months of emotional devastation.
And some depression, understandably, the normal, realistic, reactive depression. And I was unable to work.
In fact, he was too depressed to continue work on a novel called Kate Vaden.
At the end of that 5 months, I was commissioned to write a play, and I thought, well, maybe this is a message from the sky. So I dived in and found that I could write a play, and then as soon as I'd written the play, I found that the machine was cranked.
In a burst of energy, Reynolds Price finished Kate Vaden, which won the National Book Critics Circle Award in 1986, and he went on to write more plays, essays, poems, and a novel, Good Hearts, now in paperback. His memoir, Clear Pictures, was just published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When novelist Reynolds Price learned that he had a spinal tumor that would lead to life in a wheelchair, he went into an emotional tailspin. He was a third of the way through a novel called Kate Vaden, and it was months before he was able to overcome his depression and finish it. Kate Vaden, which continues the story of Price's fictional Mustian family, won the 1986 National Book Critics Circle Award.
Kate Vaden is one of my own favorite books, and certainly was one of the most popular books I've ever published.
Despite being unable to walk, Reynolds Price has grown strong in the trunk with all the lifting and pushing he must do.
I've had three assistants now who've lived with me each for a year at a time and do for me those things which I can't safely do for myself.
Price has tried to make the best of his disability.
While I don't recommend paraplegia to anyone who's out there looking for life's work, there are a great many ways to capitalize upon whatever benefits may come along with it. And in my own case, I really think all the benefits of all this new energy and work.
Reynolds Price describes himself as deeply religious.
I was christened in the Episcopal Church and gradually drifted away from the, primarily, I think, drifted away because of the racist attitude of Southern white churches in my early youth. Since then, don't have a regular relationship with the church, but I certainly continue to have very regular relations with the skies.
The newest book by Reynolds Price is Clear Pictures, a memoir about his family and boyhood in the South. The closing chapter, which describes the death of his father, will leave the reader in tears. Published by Athenaeum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.